Welcome to CW Today, a daily 5-minute program dedicated to helping women with their life relationships. Hosted by veteran ladies conference speaker and the editor of Christian Womanhood magazine, Mrs. Loretta Walker. The closer a woman's heart is to the heart of God, the better able she is to thrive in her relationships with others. In that spirit, here's the host of CW Today, Mrs. Loretta Walker.
I don't know about you, but it's hard for me to read the book of Esther and realize how evil Haman's plan was. You know, the fact that he wanted to destroy a whole group of people just because he despised one man, that's pretty bad. But then I started thinking about this, and I want you to think about it. How much of Haman is in you? Then I'm going to think about how much of Haman is in me. You know, one of the things that I noticed about Haman is he wanted to control others. You know, he really had decided what Mordecai should or shouldn't do, and he got upset because Mordecai didn't do what he thought he should do. I don't know about you, but I get caught up sometimes getting upset with people in my life that don't do what I expect them to do. And I thought, that's not much different than what Haman did. Of course, I didn't think evil about killing the person, but still, to try to want to control somebody is not wise, you know? Then I thought of another thing about Haman is, am I threatened when others don't appreciate me as I think they should? Now, I don't know if you realize this or not, but all of us like to be appreciated. You know, all of us want everybody to make us feel like we're special in some way. And what if your husband just takes it for granted that you're going to have the meal on the table? Or what if he just takes it for granted that you're going to have his clothes clean? What if he takes it for granted that you are going to have the ironing done? You know, that makes you feel unappreciated. And you know what? I think that's what Haman did. You know, he was supposed to be second in command under Ahasuerus, and he thought, Mordecai doesn't appreciate me. He does not respect me. He doesn't think I'm who I'm supposed to be. And I think it hurt his feelings. Do you have that much Haman in you too? Like, what about this one? Do you want revenge when your pride is attacked? You know, when somebody hurts your feelings? The other day, I'm always honest with you in these programs because I hope my honesty will help you to relate to it. Of course, you know, someday I'm going to be perfect. And then when I do these programs, I don't know what I'm going to talk about. But anyway, I don't know why, but I checked out last year and I really was very limited on the number of items that I ironed for my husband. And he wears these Western shirts and they, you know, most of the time I can pull, there's certain types of them that I can pull out and they look fine. But others of them, they needed a little iron on them. And I just sort of gave it up. Well, he's been teasing me a little bit about it, you know, like saying, well, you know, when are we going to see that ironing board out and things like that? And I thought, you know, you could iron it too. Are you there with me, ladies? You know, you could iron your own shirts, you know, but, that's not the right thing. What happened was every time he teased me, I got a little bit offended or hurt. And I thought, you know, I do all this for you and I get all these letters done. Have you thought about all the thank you letters that I get out for you that you don't even think about? You know, I think of all those thoughts. And then all of a sudden I realized, Loretta, that's just your pride. You know, when he teases you about it, he's not meaning anything. Of course, he is trying to get you to iron them. And you know what I did the other day when I washed all these clothes? I took the time just to iron a few of the things that really need the extra touch. And I thought, this is what he wants. Is there anything wrong with giving somebody what they want? Well, see, Haman wanted, his pride was attacked terribly because of Mordecai. And that's why he planned that evil for him. You know, the verse, Proverbs 26:11 says, whoso diggeth a pit shall fall therein, and he that rolleth a stone, it will return upon him. Haman planned all that evil for Mordecai because he was upset with him and ended up that the gallows that he built for Mordecai is actually the one that was used on him. So we got to be careful about when we want to control others, when we feel threatened and not appreciated, when we have pride issues that we can't admit when we've done wrong. Hey, let's don't be like Haman. How much Haman's in you? I think just about as much as anybody, because you are human. Rejoice in the Lord always. And again, I say rejoice.
Thanks, Miss Loretta. CW Today is a production of Faith Music Radio. For additional material about Loretta Walker, CW Today, and about Christian Womanhood Magazine, visit Faith Music Radio online at www.faithmusicradio.com.